All right, now we're going to talk about celebrating feast days in the classroom. And before I start the specific feast days, I want to explain that there are four different levels of feast days, four classes of feast days within the church, depending on their importance to the church or a certain nation or a religious community. For instance, if you're a Franciscan community, then of course St. Francis's feast is a very high level of feast day, but for the rest of the church, it's an ordinary feast. So these are the four levels. The greatest feasts are called solemnities, and they're basically celebrated as a Sunday at church. They have three readings, the Gloria, the Creed. So they are very, very special. Now, of course, Easter and Christmas are solemnities, but actually Easter and Christmas are such huge feasts that the entire octave of Easter and Christmas, the entire week after Easter and Christmas, are celebrated as solemnities. So it's quite a beautiful, we are excited that our Lord was born and that our Lord was arose from the dead, and so the church celebrates as a high class feast every day after Easter until the following, the octave. So on a week after Christmas, Our Lady's Feast, the Mother of God, that's when the Christmas octave ends and the last solemnity is celebrated. On Easter, of course, it's the second Sunday of Easter, which now is Divine Mercy Sunday. So those are very, very high feasts. Now, there are other solemnities, feasts of Our Lord and Our Lady, the Feast of Epiphany, the Feast of the Sacred Heart, Christ the King, the Ascension, Corpus Christi, which is a feast honoring the Eucharist, the Immaculate Conception, the Assumption, Mary, the Mother of God, and the Annunciation. Those are all solemnities. Those are really, we get excited. They are very, very special feasts. Then there are only a few saints whose feast is of that highest class, whose feast is a solemnity, and they are Saint Joseph, Saints Peter and Paul in June, the two of them together, we celebrate, and the birth of Saint John the Baptist. There are also the solemnities of Pentecost and the Feast of the Most Blessed Trinity. So solemnities are so special that they will replace a Sunday celebration. So normally no feasts are that special that let's say St. Teresa's feast falls on a Sunday, that year Teresa gets bumped and we celebrate Sunday. But a solemnity is so special that they replace a Sunday celebration, except in special seasons like during Lent or Advent or Christmas or Easter. And now the second class of feasts is actually called feasts. Okay, there's two different meanings of feast. All the feast days are called feast days, but then there's a class, like in the a class of feasts, a level of specialty, and that will be called feasts officially, like if you look in a prayer book. So they're the second class of feasts. They include a few feasts of Our Lord and Our Lady, such as the presentation of Jesus, that's a feast, not a solemnity. His baptism is a feast, not a solemnity. The visitation, the transfiguration, the birth of Mary, the triumph of the cross, and Our Lady of Guadalupe. Those are feasts. Our Lady of Guadalupe, as is in the Americas, that is a feast. The feasts do not usually take precedence over Sunday, except in two cases, or three cases. That would be when they're feasts of Jesus. So his baptism will be celebrated on a Sunday, and the Transfiguration, that's August 6th. If that falls on a Sunday, we celebrate it, and the Triumph of the Cross, which is September 14th, if that falls on a Sunday, we celebrate it. The feasts of the saints, when the level of feast, in this section I'm saying feast, if it's a saint that's celebrated as a feast day, again, feast days are pretty rare too, called a feast. It includes all the apostles. So every apostle, if we celebrate their day, it's a feast. And the evangelists, their feasts, they're at that level of feast. The archangels, that's considered a feast. And there's a few select saints. Saint Lawrence is a feast. And then the beheading of John the Baptist, the conversion of St. Paul, and then there are some feasts in honor of churches, like the feast of the Church of St. John Lateran, which is officially the Church of the Holy Father, the Pope. He's the Bishop of Rome, and that is his cathedral. So some communities have special feasts also, or countries. Number three, the third class of feasts are memorials. Those are the, if it's a memorial, it's a special saint, usually a few feasts of Our Lady. That, if it's called a memorial and you're at a mass during the week, the priest is required to celebrate a memorial. And then the fourth kind of feast is called an optional memorial. Saints who are special, but if the priest doesn't want to celebrate that particular saint, he just wants to have ordinary mass without special prayers, then he has the option to not celebrate that feast. The main place you would know about memorials or optional memorials is if you go to daily mass. Now, when I celebrate, you know, the liturgy in the classroom, I don't distinguish between memorials and optional memorials. If it's a feast day of a saint, usually the children are interested in learning about that saint, and so I will teach it either way. Whatever kind of feast it is, I will tell them about it, because kids love to learn about these things.